time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Principal Wendy Flucky up there at Castle Heights. And the end of the year is getting closer and closer. And so, you know, we know what's kind of going on. We know we have end of the year testing. Big award ceremonies coming up, great field trips and things like that. But she also wanted to talk about the Knights Festival that they had. And, you know, you got to talk about attendance, because when you're proud of it, you stand on the rooftops and you shout it, don't you, Principal Flucky?
Absolutely.
So how are things going at Castle Heights right now?
Hey, things are going well. We've just been super busy with several activities going on, and we've just started our end-of-the-year state testing, which will go on the next couple of weeks, depending on the grade level. And we're preparing for teacher appreciation that's coming up the first part of May. So we have lots of activities going on.
Lots of great stuff going on. And as you said, end-of-the-year testing, it seems like everybody's going through it right now, and they stagger grades, so you'll kind of go within the next couple of weeks. But the one thing that the first thing that you mentioned before, when we got on the phone, was this Knights Festival. So let's talk about how much fun that was.
Yeah, so we did that just a couple weeks ago, and this is the second year that we have held the Castle Heights Knights Festival. Anyways, it's put on to encourage students to read, and so we have different reading challenges and academic challenges that students have to meet in their grade level in order to receive coins in order to participate in the festival. And then my instructional coach, my aides, my teachers then have different booths, and it's kind of like a carnival-style activity that we did this year in the gym. The kids had a ball.
As always, you got to reward them, right? You got to give them something for their efforts.
Absolutely. And it was fun, and it was a fun challenge.
And, of course, with the end of the year coming up, the one thing that you wanted to mention, too, is attendance. And it seems, honestly, it seems kind of across the board, district-wide, attendance has been unbelievable this year.
Yeah, we're very excited. So we've put a few initiatives in place to encourage students to attend school, just because if they're not here, we can't teach them. And we were really excited. Our first semester, we had over 160 students that received recognition and an award for having at least a 95% or higher attendance rate. And so we're tracking that for our second semester as well. So I look forward to see those numbers going up.
And, you know, the great thing about attendance numbers going up is grade levels come up too, don't they?
Exactly. Yep.
We gotta love that. And as we head in, as you know, we've been talking about, we're heading into the end of the year, and they always have some great field trips planned, and I'm sure Castle Heights is no different. Is there anything that's sticking out to you as far as where kids are going to be going this year, or what you're going to do as an entire school for the end of the year?
Yeah, we do it by grade level, so we do have some field trips planned. To 9 Mile is one of our field trips. We have a field trip planned for Thanksgiving Point. We also have kind of our fourth grade that's going to be participating in the Mountain Man Rendezvous coming up next month. So, yeah, lots of fun activities that we have going on.
And then I always like to ask when we roll around for the final interview of the year, really, kind of looking back and then looking ahead to next year, are there things that you guys are going to be focused on next year? I mean, obviously, you're going to be doing exactly what you do all the time about as far as reading and attendance and those kinds of things. But is this the time of year that you guys look ahead and you say, okay, this is what we need to be doing, and let's work on this next year?
It is, actually, and we kind of do that towards the end of May once we have all of our data in. And what we do is we just kind of look at our data, we look at our goals, we look at improving not only, you know, in core areas of reading, math, science, but also attendance and citizenship, and just, you know, we really do try to promote a good, positive school environment and encourage kids to be their best.
And with the scores that are coming out of there and everything that you've told me, it sounds like you're doing a pretty good job this year.
We are. Yep. We are tracking to excel and surpass our scores from last year.
Perfect. Principal Wendy Flucky with Castle Heights, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really do appreciate it. And I'm going to let you get back to school, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you, Dave.
And as I always like to say during this interview, I'll talk to you next year.
Perfect.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.